What's up, builders? Welcome back to the terminal. Today we're diving into three seismic shifts that are happening right now, not next quarter, not next year, but literally this week, that will determine whether you're building competitive infrastructure or technical debt. Here's the reality. While everyone's been debating which model is best, Anthropic just revealed they're generating revenue 10 times faster than OpenAI. Meanwhile, autonomous coding agents are about to make capability leaps so dramatic that what you're using today will look primitive in just 10 weeks. And here's the wild card nobody saw coming. Crypto infrastructure accidentally became the perfect payment rails for AI agents, solving problems that traditional payment systems can't even address. So let's cut through the noise and talk about what you need to ship this sprint. First, let's talk about the enterprise versus consumer battle, because this isn't just market gossip. This fundamentally changes your vendor strategy starting today. Anthropic is growing at 10 times per year, while OpenAI is growing at 3.4 times. But here's why that matters to you as a builder. Enterprise-focused strategies are monetizing 3 times faster because business buyers pay for outcomes, not conversations. Now, Claude has essentially become the universal standard for consulting firms. Accenture is literally mandating AI tool usage for promotions. When I talk to people at these firms, they report zero consideration of alternatives to Claude for internal operations. When the professionals who get paid to evaluate technology only stack rank one option, that's the kind of market validation you can actually build on. But here's the deeper technical insight that most people are missing. Memory architecture matters way more than model selection. Think about person A who spends 4 minutes every session explaining context from scratch, versus person B who has 6 months of accumulated context in the system. They're using the same model, but the output quality difference is exponential. This is exactly why proprietary platform memory creates such strong lock-in, but it's also why building your own memory layer gives you complete vendor independence. So here's your implementation path. Deploy Claude for enterprise operations within the next 30 to 60 days. Budget somewhere between 20 and 30% of your tech spend for AI capabilities. But more importantly, and this is where you get real leverage, implement persistent memory infrastructure using PostgreSQL combined with the MCP protocol. The operational cost is only 10 to 30 cents per month, but it eliminates context switching across all your tools and removes vendor dependency completely. The gap between teams that have persistent, searchable knowledge systems versus those rebuilding context every time is going to be the career gap of this decade. Now, organizations using agent-based workflow automation are already reporting immediate ROI. One team at Link Studio said that having agents dictate who talks to who, when, and why proved far more efficient than standing meetings. That's not theory, that's shipping production code. Here's the risk, though. If you wait for the perfect model, you completely miss the infrastructure play. Anthropic's head start in enterprise is creating ecosystem effects. API pricing structures, integration patterns, developer tooling, everything is optimizing for their platform. Moving later means you're paying higher migration costs. Okay, let's talk about the 10-week timeline that just made your roadmap obsolete. OpenAI's Codex lead recently said that current coding agent capabilities will look, quote, so primitive it'll be funny in 10 weeks. Not quarters, not years, 10 weeks. This is the deployment timeline you need to be operating on. Opus 4.6 just demonstrated something remarkable. A multi-agent swarm created a fully functional C compiler, written in Rust, supporting multiple processor architectures, capable of compiling the Linux kernel for $20,000 in API costs. Historically, this task required person decades of engineering work. That's not 2 times productivity. That's compression of work that would cost hundreds of thousands in salaries over multiple years. Here are the technical details that matter. Opus 4.6 handles 20-plus hour autonomous work sessions versus GPT-01 6.5 hours. That's a 3 times improvement in sustained productivity. It has 144 ELO point advantage over GPT-01 with a 70% head-to-head win rate. It has native multi-agent swarm capabilities with democratic coordination rather than hierarchical. But here's the key constraint. Success depends on having clear, measurable success and failure criteria. You need eval-heavy environments where the agent can objectively determine if it succeeded. For operators, this creates 3 immediate implications. First, your 6- to 12-month AI roadmaps are obsolete. If capability jumps are happening in weeks, traditional planning horizons don't work anymore. You need weekly capability reviews instead of quarterly roadmap updates.
OpenAI's consumer hardware strategy targeting 2027 looks dangerously misaligned. In AI years, that's like infinity. Second, coding automation ROI just became measurable. Deploy Opus 4.6 for constrained, well-defined development tasks where success criteria are objective. The $20,000 compiler case study gives you a scaling benchmark. Projects with clear eval frameworks and measurable outputs see immediate returns. Third, workforce planning shifts from headcount to orchestration. I had a friend running a startup text me, "I think I'm going to fire 50 people, 70% of my team. I can automate all of their jobs with agent swarms." That's not future speculation, that's happening now. Three-person engineering teams are reportedly outproducing teams 10 times larger through agent orchestration. So here's your implementation timeline. In Q1 2025, evaluate post 10-week coding agent capabilities. Consider workforce reallocation from routine coding to AI supervision and exception handling. Run a 30-day pilot deploying agents for your highest ROI constrained tasks. Budget API costs based on that $20,000 compiler scaling model. Establish vendor relationships with Anthropic for enterprise deployment. Then, at 60 days, transition from human checkpoints to AI processing with human oversight for exception handling only. Here's the technical mode consideration. The gap between teams that master agent orchestration and those still thinking about individual AI assistance is going to widen rapidly. Multi-agent orchestration isn't a nice-to-have anymore, it's the new core competency. Now, let's talk about something counterintuitive. The infrastructure play that most operators are completely missing. Here it is. The terrible user experience that makes crypto painful for humans is exactly what makes it perfect for AI agents. Command line interfaces, deterministic execution, programmatic transaction construction, all of this eliminates the human friction costs that burden traditional payment systems. Think about the hidden costs of traditional payment infrastructure. You've got chargeback dispute processing, 3D secure verification infrastructure overhead, manual approval workflows, fraud prevention systems designed for human behavior patterns, and OAuth limitations that prevent programmatic access. AI agents don't want your pretty UI. OpenClaw demonstrations consistently show agents trying to bypass MetaMask's interface, attempting to store private keys locally for direct transaction construction. Austin Griffith's experiments revealed agents preferred direct private key access over UI interaction every single time. This isn't a bug, this is how machines naturally interact with financial systems.
Here's the business opportunity. Current AI adoption is microscopic. Only 12% of humans globally have used any AI products, with just 1% as paying customers. But agents don't need consumer adoption to create transaction volume. Agent-to-agent commerce operates on completely different economics. Stablecoin payments, smart contract execution, no chargebacks, no manual approvals. This creates existential risk for payment infrastructure companies. Visa's chargeback framework becomes fundamentally incompatible with autonomous agent transactions. Traditional processors can't adapt their liability models fast enough. This forces migration to crypto rails for autonomous commerce, creating massive opportunity for stablecoin infrastructure providers to capture agent-to-agent transaction volume without traditional banking regulatory overhead. So here are your operator decisions. First, allocate resources toward crypto-native AI tooling rather than traditional fintech integration. Existing crypto command line tools already work with current agent capabilities. No new infrastructure development required. Agents actually excel at smart contract static analysis and formal verification compared to human capabilities. Second, consider your payment rail migration timeline. There's immediate opportunity for early adopter market capture, 12 to 24 months for broader enterprise adoption as model capabilities expand. Organizations building agent-friendly interfaces, command line tools, direct API access, batch transaction capabilities, these are the ones gaining competitive advantages. Third, understand the vendor landscape. Frontier labs like OpenAI and Anthropic are avoiding crypto training due to liability concerns, despite releasing EVM cybersecurity benchmarks. This creates an opportunity gap for specialized vendors or open source solutions willing to accept higher risk profiles. Now, here's the catch. Error rates remain high. Agents attempting crypto transactions frequently make costly mistakes. There's a referenced example of a $40,000 accidental transfer. Security risks include address poisoning attacks, smart contract vulnerabilities, and approval management issues. You still need human oversight for complex operations. Timeline indicators, 6 months to 2 years for multi-day autonomous agent capability. Current state is 14-hour autonomous task completion at 50% success rate with Opus 4.6. For enterprise adoption, expect a two-track model. Shrink-wrapped solutions with human approval workflows will take 2 to 5 years. Open-source solutions with higher risk tolerance are available immediately. Let's quickly cover the consolidation play, because this affects your vendor selection strategy. Google just made a major bet with their Flow platform update, integrating image generation, video creation, and audio into a single workflow environment.
This represents the classic bundling versus best-in-class strategic choice every operator faces. The productivity claim is compelling. Content production compressed from hours to minutes. 100 ad variation testing now operationally viable without incremental production costs. Character consistency enables series content without manual continuity management. Native vertical format support eliminates post-production cropping for social platforms. But here's the real strategic question. Do integrated platforms actually deliver better outcomes than specialized tools? The case for consolidation includes eliminating multi-tool overhead and licensing complexity, reducing context switching costs. Harvard Business Review reports workers toggle between applications 1,200 times daily, simplified workflow management, and lower total cost of ownership. The case for best-in-class tools includes specialized vendors often delivering superior output quality. Avoiding single-platform dependency reduces vendor lock-in risk. Mix-and-match approaches allow optimization for specific use cases, and API-first tools enable custom workflow automation. Here's a data point from GTM Engineering. Cody Schneider compressed 5-hour data analysis to 20 to 30 minutes using Claude Code with API orchestration across specialized tools. His framework, select vendors based on API robustness, not UI quality. Tools without robust APIs create automation bottlenecks requiring manual intervention. So here's your evaluation framework. For content-heavy operations, deploy a flow pilot program focusing on specific use cases like social media ads, product demonstrations, or series content. Assign a content manager to develop prompt optimization standards. Measure production time reduction and output volume increase over a 30-day pilot. Evaluate single-platform dependency risk against workflow efficiency gains. For technical operations, prioritize API-first vendor selection. Build an environment file with unified API key management for agent access. Focus on tools that support workflow automation rather than requiring UI interaction. The emerging pattern is clear. Successful operators are building on boring, battle-tested infrastructure like PostgreSQL rather than chasing VC-backed platforms that meet unicorn valuations. Anthropic's MCP protocol, they're calling it the HTTP of the AI age, enables interoperability without vendor lock-in. Okay, we need to talk about the workforce implications because this is happening faster than anyone expected. Consulting firms are reporting 80 to 90% headcount reduction requirements for traditional roles while simultaneously experiencing unprecedented demand for AI transformation advisory services. This isn't future speculation. Accenture's promotion-linked AI usage mandate indicates systematic workforce transformation happening right now. There's a two-track reality emerging. Track one, traditional roles face compression. Audit functions, manual data entry, routine report generation, standard code development. These categories are seeing dramatic headcount requirement declines, not because workers are being fired, but because productivity per person is increasing exponentially. Track two, AI-adjacent roles are exploding. Prompt engineering, agent orchestration, workflow automation, AI supervision, exception handling. These capabilities are becoming core competencies. One quote I heard captures this. We need to rebuild every institution and re-architect every institution by which we run the world. That is the biggest advisory opportunity in the history of mankind. What this means operationally is immediate resource allocation. Teams spending hours on manual pipeline management, lead follow-up, email campaigns, reporting should shift to agent supervision. Sales teams focus entirely on new business acquisition, while agents handle systematic follow-up. Content teams move from production to strategy and quality control. For skill development timeline, deploy systematic AI certification acquisition. 3 to 6 months with 10 to 20 hours weekly investment. Priority sequence. Start with Databricks Gen AI Fundamentals. That's 4 to 5 hours. Then AWS ML Foundations, about 20 hours. Then Stanford NLP or MIT Deep Learning based on your role focus. That's 40 plus hours. Here's the hiring signal you need to watch. Organizations unable to demonstrate agent orchestration capabilities are facing competitive disadvantage versus teams that master multi-agent coordination. The technical talent market is increasingly valuing deployment experience over theoretical AI knowledge. There's also a deflationary context to consider. Cathie Wood is forecasting inflation dropping below 2% within 12 months, potentially reaching deflationary territory. Technology-driven productivity gains are creating cost compression opportunities. Organizations that capture these gains through AI automation gain sustained competitive advantages. And here's the timeline compression reality. Traditional technology adoption curves measured in years don't apply when capability improvements are happening weekly. Organizations planning 6 to 12-month AI deployments risk obsolescence before implementation completes. All right, let's bring this home. Here's your sprint goal based on today's briefing. This week, make 3 specific decisions. First, establish your Claude deployment timeline and memory infrastructure plan. Second, identify your top 3 constrained coding tasks for agent automation pilots. Third, evaluate whether your payment infrastructure supports agent-to-agent transactions or if you need crypto rails. The teams that move on this now, in the next 30 to 60 days, are building competitive moats that will be nearly impossible to overcome in 6 months. The teams that wait for perfect clarity will find themselves rebuilding infrastructure while competitors are already scaling. Remember, capability improvements are happening in weeks, not quarters. Your planning cycles need to match that velocity. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.